What is your name?
Sometimes you wonder why and wonder how. Don't be alone, just stay calm. Cause even if you choose or not to fight through all the bullshit with no dirty shoes, finding the truth is not hard to figure out your life. Take your time and let it rain on you. Lessons from Mother Earth are always, always true. Take your time and meditate on you.
My child, recite the words of this ancient mythology. The wisdom I disperse in this verse, no apology. Memorize to keep you from evil theology. For you, the darker hue, you're denied your equality. See, for generations, we perpetrated psychology. Divide and conquer each other, really lynch policy. You cannot build each other up, how will you build economy? How you think is how you are, it's just basic neurology. So please recite the words of this ancient mythology. The wisdom I disperse in this verse, no apology. Do you realize the Negro's a hunted commodity? Look around you, nigga, observe your ecology. See, they gon' try to tell you it's in your biology. They gon' tell you niggas ain't good with technology. That's why we have to rewrite our anthropology. Until they acknowledge me, nigga, follow me into knowledge, G.
Lessons from Mother Earth are always, always true. Take your time and meditate.
The value of a freeborn Nubian. In all his habitations, death will keep pursuing him. Black is beautiful, it's a truism. Or is it? Generations raised just to ruin him. We visit, shipped across the seas, or be conquered. The options, labor in the mines will be shackled. For option, whatever path you take, your existence, dysfunction. Centuries later, things will still be the same. Be caution. Yeah. Black man, meditate on your pain. Hesitate in the rain. Let it wash off the curse, then immerse in the hurts. Let your worst be rebirth. Have a thirst for the truth. Find protection for youth. Niggas, open your wings. Let your woman be kings. Let your children be dreams. Meaning, find them the means. Give them reasons to smile. May they last for a while. As I decree you a better future, my child. Yeah.
Lessons from Mother Earth are always, always true. Take your time and meditate on you.
You got two major issues: an identity crisis and psychological homelessness. We hate our Africanity. Even within the Black consciousness community, we are still anti-African because deep down within our subconscious, we were all conditioned by the same superstructure that made us feel that Africa wasn't anything worth claiming. Our problem is totally mental. We're a $1 trillion people. We got all the degrees we need, all the expertise. But you know what we're lacking? That cultural commitment to ourselves. Until we hate racism more than we hate each other, nothing's going to change.
It was a learning process for me to understand that the world does
hate you.
Yes.
The world discriminates. The world's full of prejudice and bigotry and racism and hatred. It's real. I completely agree with you. And that's the sort of explicit world against you. There's a more insidious world against you, which I think is to do with the socialization process. The expectation of men to be the strong one is a hell of an expectation. It's actually terrible, because what do you do with all the real human vulnerability? And then it goes back to what we started off talking about. You have to become the superhero, the big muscle man. And you aren't. You're just a person. Some of you is strong and some of you is weak. You're just a person. And a full person has all the vulnerability in the world. We need men's liberation. To liberate men from the shackles of having to be a warrior and a perfect and a soldier and a killer and a big strong muscle man, to just be a person.